It's week 15 of the NFL season. Two-minute drill. Pierce is back. I want to know, when the hell did this imaginary bet happen? Of who was going to miss more shows between you and... We didn't. I don't remember this.
Because you know Joe always misses shows. So I was like, who's going to miss one between y'all? By the way, I'm the Iron Man of this podcast. I'm the Iron Man of this network. I never call off. I'm here for y'all every day. All right, nigga.
Okay.
Every day I'm
So what you're saying is that you're irrational and you're not willing to see both sides. And you just... beat it up on your friends without realizing, hey, that nigga might be brainwashed. No. You're a narcissist. I already know that.
I'm not a narcissist, man. I resent that. I just highly, highly like myself.
That's a good way to put it. That's a fair way to put it, sir. I know I would go into Marvel talk with you, but you guys did all that on Cinema with the Guys, so I'll refrain from any of the Marvel talks.
Very good part. It's like an hour and a half.
Let's stick to what we know, and that's the NFL, the National Football League. This was a crazy week of football, and it featured, I don't know if I want to say it's my favorite game of the year. That might still be Chiefs-Raiders from a couple weeks ago, but it's at least the funniest game of the year. And it's the game that I've officially dubbed the Dookie game.
The Dookie game. The shit game.
The Dookie game. And for the record, I would like to formally admit that I'm tired of Lamar Jackson.
Oh, welcome.
I say that strictly as a betting man and not as somebody that just hates black quarterbacks. I'm tired of Lamar Jackson, okay? Because this game, we'll talk about this game in full, but this game hit me in waves as a football fan, as a sport fan. Phase one lasts roughly the first three quarters and some change. When I'm out there watching, and it's the end of the third quarter, and Lamar Jackson got six completions, 12, 13 attempts, and yeah, some of them niggas is dropping passes. Rancho Cucamonga Brown.
Yes.
We see you. Huntington Beach Brown, Redondo Beach Brown, we see you. But, like, nigga, stop running the goddamn ball. I understand it works for you, but sometimes you gotta pass the goddamn ball. The whole game was saying this nigga, in order to win, is gonna have to pass the ball. All of a sudden, Brown start coming back. Baker's getting in his bag. He's feeling himself. He over there sliding and dancing on the fucking field and shit. They take the lead. All of a sudden, phase two of this game pops in. That's when this nigga is on the shitter. And they tried to it's funny they tried to pass all those cramps, because the second that they showed the backstage, anybody that's ever had to take a huge dump knows that run, that little hop step job, he had to take a shit.
I mean, yeah, it's to me that was game of the year. I mean, there was no defense being played in that motherfucker, and I think as a Bears fan, not this year because the defense for the Bears stinks, and I need them to stop fucking gassing these niggas. But as a Bears fan, I'm just usually like, where's the defense? So the defense here was trash, but the offense was good. Man, I think the Browns, even in defeat, they proved to me that they're going to be a team and I feel like maybe can win a game.
I didn't even get to the defeat, nigga. You need to pay attention. Shit.
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
No, the fuck you're not. I'm over here. I'm literally talking, like, going in waves through the game. You just pass up to go to the end. Shit.
No, I'm trying to
talk anyway, about the game. I'm going to carry on. The whole fucking... You go on Twitter, everybody is clowning over Lamar. Probably the funniest football shit that I've seen in a minute.
No pun intended.
Anyway, since you're not paying attention, phase three comes in with Trace McSorley twists his knee, and all of a sudden, John Harbaugh got to go to the locker room, knock on the door. Lamar, you done in there? Thing flush. You got the toilet paper dragging on the cleat. All of a sudden, superhero come out to save the day. And what does Lamar Jackson do? Immediately throw a fucking 48-yard touchdown to Marquise Hollywood Brown, cash that over. Thank you very much. Then wave four comes in. Let's fast forward to the very end of the game. I feel bad for anybody that bet Browns plus three or Browns plus 3.5. Because you bet Browns plus 3.5, you would probably get it. You got to watch the Browns lose in hilarious fashion.
I'm so glad I don't get
it. And you got to cash in. The second that safety popped in, I checked Twitter. And so many niggas were ready to throw their phone into a fucking incinerator. Fucking, it was like Vegas just popped up like Buddy Ass off The Last Dance, who was shooting coins of Mike.
Oh yeah.
Suck. Monopoly, man. Suck. That was just the most fun game of the year. That game was just fun throughout, and it's very rare that you get a Monday Night Football game that's that fun. But kudos to both teams. I think both teams ended up coming off in a good spot because Browns going to playoffs no matter what. And the Ravens kind of saved their season.
Definitely saved it. Can I talk about the game in full now? Are we still talking about Lamar shitting?
Sure, go ahead. I mean, I'd rather talk about Lamar shitting, but...
I mean, look, Lamar shitting, from a comedy aspect, it was hilarious. Just because everybody knows that run when you're trying to go take a shit. He had the little run, get the fuck out of my way. And then he tried to, you know, act like that didn't happen in the post game, saying, oh, man, my legs crapped up. Yeah, I bet it did, nigga.
Does your leg cramp up when you got a dookie that bad?
Right, exactly. Like, that ain't...
That's it. A good question.
I mean...
That's a good philosophical question.
Was he on the toilet that long? But it was just funny, too, because it's like the Browns look like they're going to take advantage of it. When Lamar left the game, they were down 28-14 when Lamar exited. He came back, they scored two quick touchdowns, and you're thinking, okay, they're going to take this lead because basically the Ravens are three downs and a punt without their MVP player. So Lamar comes in, 4th and 5, first play, a touchdown. By the way, which was a wobbly ball. I just want to let y'all be very known about that.
It was a wobbly ball, but you see what happens when you're a threat with your legs.
With the legs.
You open up everybody. Right. Part the fucking Red Sea for everybody.
Right. So they did that, and then it was pretty much, you know, they came back. Then they came, and then this Brown scored, and then it was a nice little back-and-forth game. I think it was 9 rushing touchdowns in this game, if I'm not mistaken. That was a stat. And Justin Tucker, man, he's automatic. He's automatic. I saw somebody tweet why they didn't ice him. It's Justin Tucker, bro. You're not gonna ice this man. It's not gonna work. It's like Thanos. Dread it, run from it. He's gonna make it, bro. 55 easily. Big win for the Ravens, like you said, saved their season. If anything, I took from the Browns. I think they're legit. I think they're a good playoff team. But I'm telling you now, Browns fans, look at me, listen to me. Browns front office, cut Cody Parkey while you have a chance.
Do it now.
Listen to him. Do it now. Because the Cody Parkey always shows you what's going to happen. By the way, he looks shook every time he attempts a kick. That was 4 points he left on the board. You get those 4 points, they win that game by one. You win the game by 1 point if Cody Parkey makes the field goal and extra kick. Do not ruin the most fun, best season of the Browns in decades. The Browns have never been good in my entire time as me watching football. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you exclude that little Braylon Edwards year where they went like 10-6, but they still didn't make the playoffs. Like,
I don't think they had Braylon Edwards at the time. They were just like fake good.
I think they got Braylon Edwards
last year, but like they were fake good.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That was the last time. So, like, do not let Cody Parkey ruin you. Because I saw it in that Detroit game in 2018 when he missed four.
Oh, no. We're thinking of two different years. I thought you were talking about the last time they made the playoffs.
I said that was the last time they were 10-6. Yeah, when they 10-6 and they missed.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even call that good. But you got one. You got me there.
If you win 10 games, 9 times out of 10, you make the playoffs.
Derrick Anderson year when they fucking lied. Derrick Anderson. And made it seem like Derrick Anderson was a good quarterback.
Yeah, the Derrick Anderson.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I give you that. Yeah, you can't squander this if you a Cleveland over a kicker that, I mean, like, hey, if you live and die on, hell, Aldrick Roses, I'm just throwing out kickers. I know we're not kicker aficionados here, but that's somebody that's on the fucking free agency. I know he got his own little issues driving and drinking and shit like that. But, hey, it's not Cody Parkey. And I think at this point, you literally have to say, hey, anybody but Cody Parkey. Sarah Cooper ain't playing no more college football games. Go call her ass up. Because she's not Cody Parkey.
Yeah, and Cody, I don't know how Cody Parkey got a job, to be completely honest with you. Like, after.
Because when you go on a Today Show and cry, you know, you get you some sympathy points.
Which I remember that press conference after, I've never seen Matt Nagy that mad. I've seen myself that mad watching Matt Nagy coach, but I've never seen Matt Nagy that. And sometimes I just think, I tweeted, it was giving me flashbacks last night. Like, I actually blame the Browns for giving me flashbacks. I was just thinking about how empty I felt after that game, man. You know, that cold walk down Melrose on that, it was actually a nice January afternoon. So it gave me flashbacks, man, but Browns, let them go. Let them go, please. Whatever kick you have is better than this nigga, man, because playoff games are close. And your inexperienced team, your young team that hasn't been to the playoffs, it's going to be close games. And you're going to need every fucking point, man. Every point. Don't do it to yourself. Get rid of that nigga.
And I'm going to give Baker Mayfield credit because I'm not going to say he balled out, but, you know, there's no quitting him. He's tough. He might not be the best quarterback. He might not go out there and give you, you know, the most efficient play, but he's tough and he gonna game. He's a gamer.
He's been a gamer. He's done what he had to do for his team to win the last 2 weeks. And you know, I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan in the slightest. I think he has more commercials than he has.
I think there's another quarterback you have to get praised to later on.
Okay, we'll get to that. I don't know. I think I got an idea who it is. That's all I have to say about this game, man. Good win. Good win for the Ravens. Saved this season. Lamar still can't throw. So stop saying he needs receivers. He can't throw.
I'm a young black man. Let's go to Miami. One of the other worst beats of the week. God damn it for field goals when teams are trying to get onside kicks. It never works. It absolutely never works. And it just pains me. Pat was looking shaky early. He got himself right back on track. It's not shit you could do about that third interception because Xavier Howard's been on a tear. I think it's like his fifth pick in five straight games. Ain't shit you could do about ain't nothing you could do about that. But offensively, Chiefs proved why they're the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. Defensively,
Niggas are shaky. Always been shaky. The thing about the Chiefs' defense is when you need them the most, they step up. But it's not a good defense. It's never been a good defense. They just they're okay. But when you have an offense like the Chiefs, we have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, your defense can be just okay. You know what I'm saying? God forbid, don't ever let Pat get a top five defense. That's scary. We don't need that.
What if Pat had the Chicago Bears defense, but then I can't do that to myself. I wasn't intentionally doing it for that sake. I was just like trying to pit him with a good defense, and then it's just like, yeah. So I feel you. If Pat actually had a great defense, he might go 16, you know. He's that damn good. He's carrying that team right now.
And that game showed you how great he threw three picks.
but he stayed in there and he made some good throws. I mean, it pays to have two of the fastest dudes I've ever seen on a football field on your team. Because both Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman did some shit that made me say, like, yo, how, like, nigga, you should be running for 100-meter relay in the Olympics next year. Goodness, great. And Tyreek Hill probably could be on Team USA because he's that damn fast. But actually, I came out of this very high on – I mean, I've been high on Brian Flores in Miami all year. What they're trying to do in Miami, I think they're the, you know, at least for the last couple years, they're what teams should be striving to do with their rebuild. Strip it all down, get as many picks as possible, hit on those picks, evaluate those picks. Don't get caught up in trying to trade up for guys or get fooled by combines, shit like that. And then find yourself a good coach, a good leader, team builder, and surround them with some good veterans. You know, they went out and they got Kyle Van Noy from New England. They went out and they got Byron Jones from the Cowboys, and they built themselves up a defense that can go out and they can frustrate Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's something that, you know, their path to the playoffs, I think they're seventh right now. But I wouldn't. I would bet on Baltimore probably, usurping them and getting that seventh seed. But like, it's something good to take away from Miami for next year, because I think Miami is going to be eventually the main competitor in Buffalo for the NFC East. They're good.
I mean, and this is the first time in how long since the Patriots won't be winning the NFC East?
Hell no! First time they won't be over 500 since 2002, I think. So yeah, after the first Super Bowl.
That's almost 20 fucking years, dog. What the fuck?
That's crazy. That's really crazy. Like, that run of dominance really lasted that long. But that's what happened when you accurately match up coach/GM and the quarterback. Like, and nobody's ever done that in football. Nobody's ever going to do that shit again. That's crazy. That's really crazy. What would be like the sports equivalent to Belichick and Brady in other sports? Like, I think baseball might be the only one. But like, we're digging back to like the 40s and 50s with the Yankees.
I automatically you're going to think, nobody has 20 years, but if you're just talking about championship wise, of course you think Mike and Phil.
But that's the thing. It's like, you don't think just Mike and Phil anymore. You think Kobe and Phil, you think Kobe, Shaq and Phil, like, of just that one relationship. Like, I would have
to. Mike and Phil was 6-8, though. Like, this is like.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, with Phil, you got multiple guys.
Okay.
Like, there's not just that 1-1 that, we were together for X amount of years. It ain't got to be 20. Like, it could be 10, and we just ran roughshod. Like, you would have to be digging back to old baseball times with the Yankees or whoever. Like, that's how crazy that kind of run is. For just North American pro sports in general. And crazy, because, like, you look at those two teams, like, yeah, it is Gasol going to Tampa. Yeah, Tampa got their winner the other day against the Vikings, but they shaky.
I'm still not impressed by the Buccaneers. And I'm not impressed by them because they refuse to run the fucking football.
The crazy thing is, Ronald Jones is fourth in the league in rushing yards.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Run the fucking football.
That's the annoying part about it. They have the talent. Brady ain't the nigga who you need to be throwing as much as he do at his age. That long touchdown he threw today was the first one I've probably seen all year.
He's been very rare. He's been very rare. And, like, I do believe in Tom Brady. I do think Tom Brady can go out and win yourself a Super Bowl, even with his limitations. But they're not putting him in the best positions.
Right.
Arians is not putting him in the positions to succeed. That they're trying to take they're trying to take apart defenses over the top, and Tom Brady doesn't have the arm for that.
Yep.
You know, if Tom Brady's going to work, he's going to have to dissect you in the chain. Like, they defense, they match anybody when they get to. But Tom Brady, he can lead versus Lash with Tennessee, but they got to show. I'd be going to playoff. Josh Allen's been balling.
I can't stand Josh Allen.
Is it because he's a quarterback from Wyoming?
He's real. He gives me real MAGA vibes. But on top of that, I look at him throw. I don't think he has games. I just overall don't think he's that good of a fucking quarterback. Like, I gotta see the full package. You know, I gotta see him, you know, in the playoffs. I gotta see it for more than 1 year. I just don't think he that damn good. Like Bomani said on Highly Questionable, I've never seen a fan base want to be more right about a quarterback believing he's your franchise guy more than Josh Allen.
I get it, because Bills fans are a little bit more, I would say, loyal to a fault than Bears fans. Bears fans are willing to admit when a nigga is trash.
No,
When I say Bears fans, I'm not speaking for the all. I'm saying there's at least some that are willing to admit the real. Okay. Bills fans, I feel like up and down, are going to lie to themselves, like, hey, this is the crowd, because it's all they have. Like, all they have are the Bills and the Sabres. And the Sabres ain't been shit ever. So, like, you know, that's why, like, when you hear from a lot of football players and media people, when they always speak profoundly on Buffalo, like, they care about football so goddamn much. I think to the point where, like, they're delusional. They gonna lie to you that Josh Allen is a top whatever quarterback, and maybe he ain't. Like, we're still gonna see.
Yeah, I mean, I just, I did think, I think, I don't know if it was Lewis Riddick or somebody said it, like, could you imagine what the Buffalo crowd would be like this year if we weren't in a pandemic? They'd be losing their fucking shit.
They would be going crazy in a home playoff game, first home playoff game in forever.
That's one thing I miss is we're heading into the home stretch, last three games of the season, and getting ready to playoffs, is I miss them playoff crowds, and we're not going to have that next month.
We're not going to have the MAGAs up in Lambeau.
Yeah, it's, which is good. Fuck them. That's the bad part about it. Like, that Buffalo crowd would have been going ape shit on Sunday night. That shit would have been good. They've been throwing babies in there. Niggas would have been doing swanton bombs in the tables and shit. Like, it'd have been real, real fucking crazy, man. And the Bears.
I saw something on TV the other day that made me say, "Wow, black Bills fans! I can't believe it's black people in Buffalo." And then I remember Griselda.
Benny the Butcher through Bills games like me, dog. With the Bears. that nigga's a Buffalo nigga for real.
It low key is kind of cool to see that there's a black community in Buffalo and that they love the Bills, because you see so much whiteness from Buffalo.
I didn't think there was niggas in Boston outside of New Edition.
It's just hella immigrants in Boston, but I mean, like, it's Boston, so fuck them niggas.
Bro, I was just like, wow, these niggas from New Edition.
I can't say fuck Buffalo, because like, Buffalo ain't never give me a reason to hate Buffalo, right? Ain't like Buffalo ain't got no fucking racial scandals like Boston got up and down to make me hate Buffalo. So I like that the Bills are good. The Bills are kind of a feel good story if you like football feel good stories. Where else are we going for this week? I'm just kind of going through the up and down. Giants got the ass kicked, but I don't want to talk about the Giants. Fuck the Giants. I want to talk about Washington, specifically Chase Young.
By the way, let's go back. We got to go back and play. I did pick Washington at the beginning of the year, remember? I picked Washington.
I really don't. I mean, toss up.
We need somebody. We need an intern to go back to one of the early episodes and play Washington, because the episodes you picked New York, I didn't want to pick Philly because I felt like that was a cop-out. I picked Washington.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, but that's also like, okay, you don't want to side with Pierce and say it's in New York, so you're going to go with Washington. But also, that was before, I think it was before Alex Smith.
Yeah, it was.
and Haskins was still stinging up the joint. It might be a change too, because that man's leg was bloody as hell the other day. It kind of made me worried.
They said he's supposed to play this week.
All right.
That man almost didn't walk. He's not scared of anything. He has no fear.
Yeah, I guess when you're like near death, it's like, what's the worst that can happen, right? Don't see my kids grow up, whatever. But yeah, I don't really want to talk about the offense of Washington. I want to talk about Chase Young, because I feel like Chase Young might be the most exciting defensive player in a really long time. A young player to come into the league in a really long time since a rookie.
Probably since Maga Bosa.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Like, I guess I didn't. You talking about Nick or Joey? Nick. See, I didn't love Nick as much as I love Chase Young. Like, Chase Young, even Joey, like, those two don't really have much personality or have much to make you root for them.
Okay, what about,
you know, on top of the MAGA shit?
Khalil Mack.
I don't think rookie year Khalil Mack was causing as many waves as 2014. It was the same year as Aaron Donald. So, like, that's another thing. You got to compete for eyes of Aaron Donald, who I think was defensive rookie of the year that year. Chase Young is basically turned Washington into an up and coming defense overnight, which is kind of like a sign of like when you get that one dude who can just disrupt on the pass rush on your line, you're kind of set. You know, you can kind of, you know, creep up and be better who you've been, you know, on paper. But yeah, man, Chase Young, and he's fun as hell. I don't know if you saw, he had his mom on the Zoom call. You know, his mom popped in on the Zoom call. It was cute as hell. Like, he seemed like a cool dude, personable dude, likable dude.
It was a reminder that he's a kid. I was like, damn, I'm older than all these niggas.
He a fucking kid, right? But like, it's something cool about that, about the youthful energy that he bring. You know, it's just like you can see Washington. Thank God they got rid of that racist ass name. You can see them trending upwards. you see them turning into a team that, hey, one day, once you don't have a nigga on one leg trying to lead your team, I might root for you. I might want good things to happen for you. But Chase Young, yeah, he gonna be fighting for defensive player of the year in a couple years, because that nigga's cold.
I fuck with him, man. He's a man child. He's a man child. He's one of those defensive players who can single-handedly change the game. Like you said, just a player like that makes your whole defense better. Like, I feel like their linebacking core is good, but I feel like it's more hustle than anything. Like, John Bostic's out here making plays and shit like
that. Right. You got niggas like John Bostic on the fucking
side. Right. I don't believe
John Bostic. How's he still in the league?
Right. I don't believe John Bostic is an everyday starting linebacker. Speaking of linebackers, Roquan Smith. He's one of the bright.
All pro.
I love that guy. I love Roquan. He's one of the bright spots. You know,
did
you
I may have been nitpicking about the, you know, the draft picks that Pace has had, who's a bona fide hit, who's a miss, and who's a, okay, they're a guy. They're not special. They're just a guy. And you got a lot of motherfuckers like Anthony Miller. He's not a hit. He's not a miss. He's a guy that are there.
And it's definitely a guy.
And it's just a guy to me. But Roquan Smith,
he's the next bear to get cashed out.
He is, and you better cash him out as soon as you get an opportunity, because him and Eddie Jackson and Lord, pray to God, Khalil's still your edge rusher. Those three are going to be leading your defense for years to come, because they're cold. He's going on 30. He'll be 30 next season.
DeShaun Mack is going to be 30 in 2 months.
You know his middle name. It's DeShaun.
Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
I do have a picture of him in my bedroom right next to Kobe Bryant, though. I love Khalil Mack.
I'm not going to say that's weird because Kobe's there.
You know, it's one of those like paintings I got from my cousin for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's a painting. Got a painting of Khalil Mack just in the bedroom.
It's right next to Kobe. It's Kobe. I got a vest. See, I see where you're going. Fuck you.
Nah, bro. It's very inspirational. It's very inspirational. Like,
I'm like Stephen A. He's like, I love that man. I love that man.
That's your Brett Favre.
Yes.
So it's okay.
That's why I don't want to. I know we probably get enough. I'm just glad that cap hit. It won't allow him to get traded. I don't want Khalil Mack off my team.
I really don't. It would pay me if we got to trade Khalil Mack in year 3.
Like, he silently might have 10 sacks this year. Like he got eight
and that's
right
and that's after dealing with the fact that Robert Quinn ain't giving you shit on the
ain't giving end. You shit, but now they saying Robert Quinn got something with his ankle. I'm like, whatever, man.
Oh, okay. Whatever, nigga.
Whatever. That sound like end of the year bullshit to me.
That's Jared Allen 2.0 right there. That's a Jared Allen 2.0 contract.
I said that Sunday. Do you want to hear the scenario for what the Bears can clinch a playoff spot before Week 17? Now, Matt is actually
before
Week 17.
So they can go into Week 17 and have an already clinched playoff spot. Lying to me.
Yes. Do you want to hear it?
How?
It's mad attainable. Okay. This week, the Cowboys have to beat the Niners. Niners. That can happen.
Okay, yeah. If Nick Mullins is your quarterback. So
I'm not saying none of this will happen, but I would not be shocked if any of these. This is not like, oh, that's definitely not happening. Bears beat the Vikings this week. I can see that. Next week, Bears beat the Jaguars. I can see that.
Obviously, it's the Jaguars.
This week, Eagles beat the Cardinals. Maybe. Next week.
Jalen played better. We'll talk about Jalen in just a bit.
Next week, Niners beat the Cardinals. Niners always play the Cardinals. Where? It's an NFC West game.
Yeah.
And then the final week, Saints beat the Vikings. I'm picking that. Week 16, Saints beat the Vikings.
That actually is pretty attainable.
It's very attainable. Like, I was looking at it, I was mad as hell this is attainable.
But that also makes me very even angrier that they lost the fucking Detroit game.
Yes.
I came away from this whole weekend just like even more furious that they lost the Detroit game, because like, okay, if you're going to manhandle the Texans and prove that, hey, we're not terrible, we're not going to be top 10 terrible, then go out there and fucking fight for a playoff spot. And yeah, that win against the Lions would have made that scenario even more believable, more likely. Now, you saying it like that, all these things, like, yeah, I could see that team beating that team. Unfortunately, it's getting my hopes up.
See, this is why I met with the Bears, man. This is how I know that I'm a sad sack of shit, and this team will always have control of me. One part of me is like, I want them to lose because I want everybody to get fired. Other part of me is like, I wouldn't be mad at January football. Like, that's what I'm
I wouldn't be mad if they go to Lambeau or the Superdome in the first week of January and get their ass kicked.
If we the last seed, though. Because
we got to say my team made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. But it's also like, I can also see the Bears doing this. You can see the Bears winning against Minnesota, winning against Jacksonville,
the bat against Aaron Rodgers.
Having a chance to clinch. No. Aaron Rodgers them already have clinched the number one seed. Jordan Love starts, and we lose to Jordan Love at Soldier Field. Tell me that wouldn't be the most Bears shit of all fucking time.
Yeah,
all you got to do is beat Jordan Love in his first ever career start.
That's even a more depressing. That's even a more
at home.
Depressing.
That's peak Bears.
Wow.
It's
okay. This is gonna be the worst 3 weeks of my life. I want it to end as soon as possible.
Buckle up.
I hate what this team does to me. And I don't
anything
care. I don't
the
care
Bears
what
do, they
happens.
Make it exciting.
I don't care what happens for the rest of the year. Just fire Ryan Pace. Just fire Ryan Pace.
I think Ryan Pace is a dead man. No matter. I think the only way Ryan Pace possibly saves his job is if the Bears make the playoffs and they win a playoff game.
I don't think he's done. I think he's done unless they make it to the title game.
Okay.
I think he's done.
But I think Matt Nagy has a real shot to save his job.
I feel like he saved it. I feel like,
you feel like he saved it already?
I feel like he'll at least get another year.
I like Bill Lazor's calls. Now, I grant it, it was against an atrocious defense. But I like the play calls. He's making Mitch get out the pocket. We know Mitch is not good, but at least try to get the best out of him.
How sad was it that, like, that whole game and then the subsequent 2 days afterwards, that we just spent this time thinking, well, you know, maybe if we can just come together with a low-cost 1 or 2 year deal for Mitch, we can, you know, give him some more time to,
I'm not gonna
to
lie
see
to
if he to see if he learns how to
I'm
be
not
a good
lie
quarterback.
That thought crossed my head a couple times. And also, I've
been
admitted,
thinking about it since Sunday.
Like, I also admitted on 79th and Hallis this week that pulling Mitch was a bad decision.
It's a horrible decision. I admit that too. Now, you lose that Atlanta game, and you probably lose the Colts game. Who knows if you win the Buccaneers game? But I also think you give yourself a shot against the Rams, right?
It's because
you give yourself an opportunity against the
fucking
Titans.
Statue.
Right. And the line was so shit at the time that, you know, you were getting no offense. Whereas, hey, at least with Mitch, and also, like, they had to figure out the line. Like, yes.
Did we
Mustafer,
find a guy in Brent Mustafer? Did we find a guy?
Sam Mustafer. Yeah, Mustafer, I think it's somebody that, hey, you got the inside track to the starting center job going in next year. I don't think he's a guy or he should be guaranteed the job, but, you know, bringing a rookie to compete with him, he could be starting center next year. You still got to address your tackles because – Bobby Massey, I better not see that motherfucker next year. And I swear to God, if Charles Leno and his white wife are still there, they gave him a new contract. Like,
yeah,
I'm glad
every time we bring up Charles Leno, we bring up his racist wife. That's a thing on 79th and Hallis.
What else? Because what else do you have to bring up Charles Leno for? He ain't blocking nobody.
Not because he make plays.
He ain't blocking nobody. So, yeah, man. Actually, I think, aside from the Mitch, I was trying to think of. I had another question, but I couldn't remember it. But yeah, the Mitch thing, like I hate that I'm trying to talk myself into, hey, another 1 or 2 year deal with Mitch, or hey, what if this team scoops up Mitch and unlock his talents? Like
a big fear of mine. That's a big fear of mine.
Because you really had him go out there and outplay Deshaun Watson. I know that's not Deshaun Watson's fault.
Because Nagy's so bad that it makes you think. Was Mitch screwed from the jump? Like, it makes you think. Like, look,
they hit you with the Monday Night Raw swerve.
Like, Mike Glennon is the one they wanted to groom him. Mike fucking was Mitch screwed from the fucking jump? Like, I feel like if he goes out here these next three games, plays well, if we make the playoffs, he plays well, and he plays well in that game, you kind of got to bring that nigga back. I'm sorry. You kind of got to bring him back.
Yeah, you have to do something.
On a one-year deal.
That's probably for the next general manager to figure out. I hope it's for the next general manager to figure out. But the, I guess the interesting would be is like, okay, Foles, Trubisky, who's the third quarterback? Are you going out and drafting a quarterback? That's a lot of damn money.
But isn't there a clause in his contract that allows that money not to be?
I don't know.
As...
There is a clause. You're right. I don't remember the particulars of it, but I don't know. I would be on your side. Cut Foles. You trade a fourth round pick for him. Whatever. Be done with it, and then give Mitch and a rookie an opportunity to see who should win that job.
Yeah.
Would you trade for Minshew? That was thrown out by somebody the other day.
I'm done for trading. If we're gonna trade for Minshew, you might as well just pay Dak. That's how I feel.
Would you pay Dak? Because that's something that Stephen A. threw out last week.
This is the thing. Okay. This is the only way I pay Dak Prescott. If this team makes the playoffs and wins a game, I pay Dak. Cause that might be you might have a little bit more juice left in the window.
But okay, on the inverse, does that I feel like you're basically pulling a Kirk Cousins. Because you know what the Vikings did after they got one step away from the Super Bowl. Kirk Cousins. I do too. I do too. But what point does it become, you know, you're paying a quarterback all this money because you think he is the missing piece. What if he ain't the missing piece? What if you got other things that you need to address? But hey, you done paid a quarterback $70 million.
That's the problem. That's the problem, like, with that. Because I feel like Dak is going to get cashed out.
That man's going to get his money, and he deserves every fucking cent of it.
It really depends on where the Cowboys land in this draft. It really depends.
Yeah, because they kind of fucking up their draft position.
How many wins they got? Three?
Four.
Four? If they're in Justin Fields' position, how high do you think Fields is going to go?
I think he'll go two.
You think he's going to go two?
Jets will get Trevor Lawrence. Jaguars will get Fields.
Okay.
So you're looking at like a Zach Wilson or a Trey Lance, Kyle Trask.
Dak walk to get one. I don't know about that.
No.
I signed Zach. If that's the case,
ain't getting rid of Dak for fucking Mac Jones.
Right?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. So
what about Carson Wentz? Bears? Do you take a
what
chance?
What about Carson Wentz? That nigga ain't getting his job back.
Is Carson Wentz the worst deal in football now? Because that money only
yes,
kick in
easily. Wait, who was it before? Jared Goff?
Jared Goff. I still think that's a bad fucking deal. Jared Goff sucks. And that's why I don't take the Rams terrible. Seriously at all.
You know, the Rams got a shot for home field and a bye.
Rams home field wouldn't matter if there was fans.
It's a new stadium.
And it's gonna
be a nice stadium.
And that's even more reason for other fan bases to come. I heard they got a whiskey bar in there. They got a tequila bar in there. Nigga, when the motherfucking pandemic is over, you finna catch me there all the damn time.
All right, Scott Favre. We'll see you there. But, I agree. It's probably the worst deal since the golf one. And it hasn't even kicked in yet. It's just is the crazy thing. Like, how do you realize before the contract is even kicked in that the quarterback that you thought you gave that money to ain't the quarterback you gave that money to? And low key, the coach deserves some blame on that too, because I don't think Doug Peterson has put Carson Wentz in the opportunity to succeed either.
Yes, which is why I was talking with Dante about it. Dante is like, man, I give Eric Bain, what's that nigga name?
Eric Bieniemy.
Bieniemy a call, and I was, you know,
it's not a black last name, so like, I get you.
Yeah, man. Like, you know me, I've been championing him on a podcast. Then the other day, I thought I'm kind of done with the Sons of Reed.
Hey, can I? You're done with the Sons of Reed. I totally understand you, but can I throw out a hot take?
Yeah,
I don't think Eric Bieniemy should go anywhere and be a head coach anywhere.
What's your hot take on that?
I think he should stay in Kansas City and just be the offensive coordinator until Andy Reid decides that he's tired.
When the fuck is that going to be? If I'm Andy Reid, I'm riding this Mahomes train as long as I can.
Andy Reid is getting up there in age, dog. Like, I think give it another 3 to 5 years, he might be done. I don't think so, but that's actually a really good question.
Let's do our
Google. Andy, because I'll do it. Because Andy Reid's got some years on him. I think he only do maybe like three or five more years. 58, so he's my dad's age. He's 62. Belichick's definitely older. Belichick's closer to Belichick's all 68. Belichick's 68, so yeah, about six years older. I just don't see Andy Reid being like Belichick's a lifer.
Yes.
Belichick loves this shit, so I think he'll do football till he's in the grave like Bear Bryant. I think Andy Reid got what he wanted. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Shit. Win a couple more rings. Go chill on the beach with your wife. Eat all the fucking foods you want to. And if you're Eric Bieniemy, if you know that, you know, Andy Reid might want to leave in a couple years and be done with it. If you know that you got the best quarterback in the league, why the fuck would you leave? It's something for him to consider.
I am stacking all those rings. I am overcharging niggas for what they did to the Cold Crush. And for all them years, niggas was going in on Andy Reid. He ain't won no championship. Count the rings, bitch. I'm stacking.
Exactly. You niggas are going to respect me.
Yeah, and also
for I feel a very like, long time, I was the greatest quarterback never or greatest coach never won a ring. Now he got his, and he's gonna come for his fucking respect.
Yeah, and if I'm Bieniemy, that's why you raise a good point because he's really in a lose-lose situation because whatever team he goes to is not gonna be ready right away, nah. And he's probably gonna get the blame.
And if, and you're probably not gonna go to the Chargers because you'll be playing Andy Reid two times a year. I don't know if
right.
I don't know if you want to do that to his mans, even if he let Andy Reid do that to him. I don't think Justin Herbert's worth that ass whooping. Like, do you go to the Jets? You get Trevor Lawrence, but it's the Jets, and then also like New York is a whole different beast compared to fucking middle America, Kansas City, like. They'll fire you within 2 years if you're not winning.
Yep. And you know, and I fear for another black coach if it ever did happen for the Bears. And Bears fans, please, for the love of God, let go of the Lovie Smith shit. Like, y'all got to stop.
I can't believe Alex Brown said this shit. I was going to say, I can't believe Alex Brown said that shit. Have you heard Alex Brown talk football? I can, because every week I watch that nigga, and I'm like, because I look around, Olin Cruz, Pro Bowls, All Pro. Lance Briggs, Pro Bowls, All Pro. Matt Forte, Pro Bowls, All Pro. Alex Brown. The fuck is on your resume?
Shit, I'm going to go even one further. David Kaplan, one of the best guys in Chicago media.
Dave Wanstead.
Right.
He's probably got an ACC title somewhere.
He was an offensive coordinator on the Cowboys.
He got Super Bowls with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Check. It deserves to be there. Like, no offense to Alex. That is offense to Alex Brown. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
It's definitely offense to Alex Brown. Without a doubt, it's offense.
Do we not have Adewale Ogunleye? Can he not come on and give us some?
Adewale Ogunleye's best accomplishment is dating Sanaa Lathan.
100%. 100%. It's also more impressive than Brian Urlacher dating Paris Hilton. Because fuck that.
I tried to beat Brian Urlacher from my mind.
I try to, too. I really try. I try to delete it, and then the picture of Tom Brady juking Brian Urlacher out of his shoes is just stuck. It's like it's like the recycling bin's almost full, and then it hits an error right at that point, and it's just stuck. Oh, fuck 54, man. Fuck 54. But yeah, stop bringing him Lovie Smith, man. Lovie Smith went to college and I know a lot of people were happy with his fourth year. He did a lot of good things, got him to a bowl game his fourth year, but he was never invested. He didn't give a shit about it. It was a paycheck for Lovie. So now you want him to, you know, bring his non-adaptive defense back to the NFL to
do what?
How
many times we complain about that cover too? Every time.
Like, you're not going to bring Lovie back as a consultant or as maybe as an advisor, but nothing more than that. Like, he's not going to be a defensive coach because he's not going to take anything lower than a head coaching job. And I think he still has something of value to bring to teams, but head coach, hell no. This day is in this open. Let's keep going around.
Yeah, let's stop boring y'all with Bears talk.
I mean, I could talk Bears all day.
I hate them niggas, man.
It's a love hate relationship.
It's definitely a love hate relationship. I said no woman has ever put me through more pain and trauma than the Bears have in my entire life. It's not even close.
It's not even. It really ain't. It's really not. Shit. I'm trying to just go through the league. I'm gonna have to pull up the actual fucking schedule.
because now I'm just like blanking on what actually happened this week.
I feel like it was a solid weekend of games.
It was, but I was like too caught up in all of my losing efforts. Yeah, it was a rough week for the boy. It was a very rough week for the boy. let's talk about Colts Raiders. I will fully state that, hey, Raiders are making playoffs.
Okay, I'm glad you're finally over here.
I don't think the two games that they lost in the last 3 weeks have been because of Derek Carr. I think it's because their defense are like turnstiles. Their defense is pinky at the ABNs. They let everybody in. But Derek Carr, man, and I think Derek Carr has done a very good job this year. I think he's trending upwards. I just watched Derek Carr, and I say he's not the guy that's going to win you the game. He
can lose you that bitch, though.
He can lose you the game, and more times than not, he's not the reason that they lose, at least this season. But he's not going to be the reason I say, hey, the Raiders won. You see that Derek Carr last night?
Right. You're not going to have no water cooler talk about Derek Carr.
Hell no. Hell no. He's a decidedly average to above average quarterback. You know, could that get the Raiders to playoffs one day? Yeah, maybe. But their path right now as it stands is very slim. They got to win out, which include knocking off Miami, and they got to hope that Baltimore just falters. That's the only way that they can get in the seventh seed. I just don't see it happening. But the Colts, could the Colts be a threatening wild card team?
No. I think the Colts are a good team. They got a good defense. But I don't trust old ass. I mean, I didn't trust.
Actually, no, they still have a shot at the division, too, actually. So I shouldn't even say they're a threatening wild card team. I should say, are they a threatening playoff team?
No. I don't think so.
This is actually a better question, since we didn't even talk about the frauds that are the Pittsburgh Steelers at all. Because, without Bud Dupree, them niggas are frauds, and they can't run the ball for shit. But anyway, this is a good question. After Kansas City, who's the best team in the AFC? Who's a team that you could see coming out of the AFC if it's not Kansas City?
Out? I mean, even though we call them frauds, I'd still probably put the Steelers up there, though. What I mean by they're frauds is they're frauds, and if anybody think they can actually beat Kansas City. I don't think they're a fraud team in general. But I still wouldn't put, like, there's too many green teams. The Bills are green. The Browns are green. The Ravens aren't as good as they were last year.
What about the Titans?
I'm selling my Titans stock. Titans are very sus.
Was it the Browns loss?
Yeah, it was that, but even that before that, like, they was too close with trash niggas. Like, it's just something about that team. It's just, okay, they got Derrick Henry. And Ryan Tannehill fools you with his numbers.
No, don't forget about the man child at wide receiver.
Yeah, AJ Brown.
AJ, I'm not Terrell Owens Brown.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast, but I'd probably say Steelers still number two. Like, if Kansas City somehow doesn't win the AFC, it would be the Steelers, in my opinion.
Wouldn't it be interesting if the Browns made the Browns good list? I mean, it would be interesting if the Browns made the Super Bowl, but not. Wouldn't it be interesting if the Bills made the Super Bowl? And they get a chance 30 years later to rectify the scars in the 90s.
Just to get sent to hell by Aaron Rodgers? I want no parts of that.
I'm hoping that man's not even in the game, sir. Like
Aaron Rodgers,
I don't need Green that trauma in my life.
Have a very legit shot of making the Super Bowl,
winning the Super Bowl. They do, and I don't want to think about it because
I don't know about winning. I think Kansas City is smoked though, but they have a very good shot of making it because this is the first time where I feel like the AFC has been front to back the superior conference. Like there's a lot of fraud niggas in the NFC. Which is another reason I'm mad the Bears fucked it up. Because if there's any year where the NFC was wide ass open, it's this season.
Right. Just like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, it was wide open. Yeah. They could have easily gotten past the Rams. They could have gotten past the Saints, I feel like. But they left it all on the table. And this is another year where, hey, if you get into the playoffs as a wild card team and you were 5-1, had a very good shot at it, and you just blew it, hey, maybe you do catch fire and get to the Super Bowl.
You might get your ass stomped, and probably will get your ass stomped by whoever came out of the AFC. But for Bears fans at this, you know what? It's much different than a 2006, where at least you had a hope that the Bears could win a Super Bowl. I don't think that realistically, if the Bears had to see Mitch Trubisky in a Super Bowl, no matter who they're playing, we'd believe they win. Not even this defense could make me believe that the Bears will win a Super Bowl against anybody in the AFC.
But anybody? Anybody in the AFC? You talking about this current version, or are you talking about 2018 Bears?
No, I'm talking about 2020.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
If they went up against the Chiefs, Steelers, Bills, Titans, like I don't buy the Bears.
Chiefs would be manslaughter. Steelers
it'll be varying levels of close to, oh my god, please let this end.
Yeah, the Steelers wide receiver core work our secondary out.
Oh my god. Did you see the meme of Juju laying on the ground? Look, man. Poking the nigga with a stick, like, come on, dance.
Look, there's not a more annoying player in American sports than Juju Smith-Schuster. He's the epitome of Generation Z. And it makes you want to fucking throw up in my mouth. I can't stand Juju. I can't stand that nigga. Oh, he pisses me off so damn much. He's just fucking annoying, dog. Like, and if you look at, you know, everything, like, remember that tweet that AB had, like, last year, and niggas like, AB a hater. AB was right.
Yeah.
That little fake-ass number one year that nigga had, AB was right about Juju.
Yeah, I mean, I know AB is not the best source to go to for shit like that. But, hey, for this instance, he was right. He was definitely right. Don't really want to talk about the Chargers. Fuck the Chargers. Let's talk about the Eagles and the Saints.
Yes.
Not Carson, but Jalen. Does Jalen have anything that did he do anything on Sunday that could say, hey, maybe I could be a long term quarterback?
Absolutely not. I'm not fit to sit here to shit on Jalen's game. I thought he had a solid game, but you know, and I do think that Carson Wentz is not getting that starting position back anytime soon. But with that being said, you know, I try not to, you know, give young quarterbacks too much till film comes out on these niggas. That's the litmus test to me. He did enough for them to win. He beat a team that I didn't pick them to beat last week on this podcast.
I didn't see it, but hey, maybe I was giving Taysom Hill a little bit. Actually, Taysom Hill wasn't terrible. He threw two touchdowns, which for Taysom Hill is like
pretty fucking good. The Eagles
it's a great game for Taysom Hill.
Eagles defense played pretty solid. I think it gives a little excitement for Eagles fans, something they haven't had all year. It's too early to call it. I'm just not overly impressed yet, and that's not just on Jalen. That's any young quarterback. I got to see it over time. If there's one, the hardest thing to develop in sports is a good young quarterback. You know, so you got to really, really – I don't think you really know what you got at quarterback until at least 4 years, unless it's somebody like Mahomes or some shit who's just, like, out of his body, or even Rodgers when he first –
So you don't think we know what the Chargers got in Justin Herbert yet?
No, I don't. Not yet. I like how he's come out, but we got – niggas going to have tape on him next year. They're going to pick up his tendencies, and we'll see how he adjusts to that. You know what I'm saying? The adjustment is everything. Because Mitch was decent his first 4 years as a starter. He was decent. Wasn't good. He was decent. And then niggas got film on him and Nagy's tendencies, and they snuffed that out very quickly. When you had niggas come on tomorrow, we want Mitch to play quarterback, that tells you them niggas been in the film room, and they know how to stop this nigga. So that's why I feel like with young quarterbacks, you just got to give it time.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about week 15 in the NFL. Lots of crucial matchups that's going to decide playoff seeding. Raiders going to need to win on Thursday night to stay alive. They are at home against the LA Chargers. And they actually won a game late. And I know, like, Anthony Lynn won the reason. Matt Ryan's terrible. But they actually won a game late.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things where you kind of – I'm going to pick the Raiders by default. Just because I feel like it's tough.
Somebody got to win that game.
Somebody got to win the game. I mean, both these teams are terrible closers. But I just, you know, the Chargers have what, two wins, two, three wins for a reason?
Four.
So I'm going to pick the Raiders by the slimmest of margins. But I do think it's going to be an entertaining Thursday night game. I'm very excited because we got that, and we got two games on Saturday too. So I'm hyped. A lot of
I had no idea we had two games on Saturday. You know, that's crazy.
Week before Christmas, doubleheader they throw on NFL Network every year that I enjoy.
Yeah, but I know they do the triple header the week 16. I didn't know they were doing anything week 15. I was kind of out of left field. Saturday after, and plus, like, they never go up against championship Saturday. Saturday is all
year. Do we even have that this year?
Yes, we got this. We got that this weekend. We got plenty of championship games in college time. So, Bills Broncos actually going up against the SEC title game, which, depending if you are a Texas A&M fan, it might matter. It might matter. But Bills Broncos in Denver. I don't care. I'll be honest with you. The Broncos.
This is why I feel like games against the Broncos, against a team that I'm not really sold on, are very interesting just because I really like that Broncos defense and also because of playing in that altitude. And actually, fuck Josh Allen. I'm picking the Broncos on Saturday.
I feel like you're fading Josh Allen, not necessarily because you like Denver.
Well, not even that. I picked Denver when Miami was on that little hot streak, too. It's just something about going into Denver, you know, late in the season for teams that I'm just not 100% sold on yet, that I usually just pick Denver.
And then a nightcap on Sunday, the Panthers are in Green Bay. God, why do we have to watch this?
I feel like they played already this year, but obviously they haven't.
Goodness.
I mean, Green Bay going to blow them niggas' tires off.
Unless Christian McCaffrey playing, I ain't watching that shit.
He's still going to blow the niggas' tires off, man.
But at least there's somebody on the Panthers that actually want to watch.
That's Christian McCaffrey. Like, how many games this nigga played this year? Two?
Two, maybe. He got off in the Chiefs game. That's really all I remember him playing.
Yeah.
Sunday. Let's go to Sunday. Normally, the 49ers against the Cowboys would be a premier game. It would be in the late window or it'd be prime time. Both it was supposed to be prime time on Sunday night. Unfortunately, both teams are fucking garbage. So we get 49ers and the Cowboys in the very early window on CBS. Who is going to win that game of stink, stank, stunk?
I'm going with the Niners. Because I actually think that despite the fact they got all the injuries, like I said, there's not that big of a difference between Nick Mullins and fucking Jimmy Garoppolo. I think
Andy Dalton is Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is, you know.
Porn star Jimmy,
you know, he has more bitches and he's paid more. That's the only difference. Football-wise, it's not really a difference between them niggas. But I do think that Shanahan has coached that team pretty well despite all the injuries. I'm going to pick the Niners in that one.
Do you think Mike McCarthy is still head coach next year?
Jerry Jones' son said that he's coming back next year, so.
Okay, so Junior said he's coming back.
The Cowboys radio station that McCarthy will be back in 2020.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if it's not Jerry, so we can't say Jerry is a man of his word.
It's true.
There's
no way to argue that.
Yeah, Seahawks play the Washington football team.
It's gonna be a good game because the Seahawks, man. Seahawks offensively are good.
Smelly.
That's the offense. The team in general, is smelly. I like DK. I love Russ. I'm feeling that Washington football team mojo right now. I feel like they can go into any stadium and take care of business. So I'm gonna pick Washington in the upset. They're in Seattle, right?
No, they're in Washington.
They're at the crib. Yeah, I'm taking the football team.
They're in the DMV. Patriots are in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Dolphins still looking to get their playoff spot. Patriots always lose in Miami.
In Miami.
I mean, this time they're actually worse than Miami, so it makes sense. Rather than like, oh, we, you know, it's just a quirky thing. We go to Miami and we lose. Like, no, this time they're better than you.
Yeah, right.
Ravens host the Jaguars, whatever. Buccaneers and the Falcons.
Bucks and Falcons. Bucks.
Wouldn't it be fucked up if the Jaguars actually win that game? I thought I was just like, whatever.
I mean,
if Gardner Minshew fucks around, had the game of his life, and Lamar's just terrible. Because it's possible. It's not probable, but it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm skip.
Yes, yeah, skip. Bucks Falcons.
We're going to Bucks easily in a blowout. Falcons are terrible.
Matt Ryan's bad, and that's another bad contract.
We're going to talk about, you know, whose contract is worse, Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is going to get paid in the $40 million for the next couple of years.
That's, damn, yeah. He got paid that much?
Yeah. And I hate that Flo's isn't here because we should be having the Davante Adams' top two conversation.
And he, that's what I was upset about because he gave it up pretty hard for Davante on Saturday Night Live this week. And I told him to stop because I wanted him to say it on this podcast.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that next time. Yes. And I say top two with no disrespect to Julio. Julio's just been hurt. And, like, once you get on the wrong side of 40 and can't play a full season, I can't no longer put you in my top three. I probably can't put you in my top five. We're going to have to see when he comes back and he's fully healthy. But, yeah. So, yeah, Falcons are in a really bad spot. Lions and the Titans.
Titans are going to win, though. I'm not saying Texans, that confidently, though. Let me take that back. Not confidently. But
yeah, some of me was like, yeah, Stafford probably got some bullshit up his sleeve. Or is he even playing? Because he kind of, that was an ugly, ugly injury.
He got hit?
Yeah, he like rolled his ankle. So Chase Daniel had to come in and finish the game.
Did you notice that every Packers-Lions game been the same? The Packers really, I mean, with the Lions really, really giving them a fight, but they lose right. The fucking end.
Yep, everyone. Everyone. Wish they didn't, though. Packers would have covered. Wish it didn't, though. Packers would have covered, but they didn't. They did not. Texans are in Indianapolis to face the Colts. I don't know why we're doing this one again. Like,
Indy gonna smash them.
Congratulations to the Miami Dolphins. You might get a top five pick in a draft.
Look, I tweeted this during the game. Deshaun Watson probably wants to be a Bear as badly as Bears fans want to be a Bear.
It's a match made in heaven.
He's in a terrible situation, bro.
What song is Deshaun Watson and the Chicago Bears? Let Me Love You by Mario?
I gotta think of another one. It's up there.
Secret Lovers.
Some situation where we supposed to be together, but we can't. Situations stopping us from being together.
Situation. Nah, it's a different Usher song for them too.
You make me wanna.
Yeah, I can see it. What's bad? Shouldn't wanna. Just know it should be. it's you make me wanna. It is. Eagles are in Arizona to face the Cardinals.
Arizona, man. I'm kind of disappointed in Arizona.
You just laid out that whole fucking scenario. The Bears can make the playoffs and he's going to pick Arizona.
No, I didn't pick Arizona. I said I'm disappointed in Arizona.
Oh.
They're in Arizona, right?
I told y'all the Cardinals got a heat check a couple weeks ago. Beating the Giants, like, you know, hooray. I know I big up the Giants, but, like, they're still shit, so hooray.
Late season Eagles got a little voodoo with them, man. And they got a little momentum with Jalen. I'm going to pick the Eagles. And probably because subconsciously I want that Bears scenario to play out.
Do the Rams lose their... Do the Jets finally win one and beat the Rams? Are the Rams the first W on the Jets this season? No.
That defense is going to swallow the Jets alive. I'm going with the Rams.
I'm sad I didn't get to come on here last week and talk about Greg Williams because fuck?
Joe let Greg Williams have it last week.
Who? Not even a high school coach is sending eight.
Well, Joe feels like that was an internal screw job. He feels that the front office made the call because he feels. I think they did too.
They had to, and then they made him the fall guy.
Exactly, 100%.
That's egregious. That's crazy. This is the primetime game of the week. This is the Tony Romo's definitely calling this shit. The Chiefs are in the Superdome, take on the Saints. I don't even know if Drew Brees is playing. I would assume he comes back for this game.
I haven't heard a peep about Drew Brees. That's why I don't know.
I heard a couple weeks ago he was targeting week 15.
Does that nigga even have ribs right now?
Yeah, that's a very good. Yeah, his ribs
can
are falling
he breathe
off the ball
right now. Talking like Doc Rivers.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I tried to put on my vest this week, my jacket, flight jacket. And, you know, it kind of hurt when I tried to put it on over the ribs. Gotta put on my shoulder pads and it exacerbates the pain. It's very hard, but you know, The plane is not on Blake. It's not on Blake. The 76ers actually looked kind of decent.
I'm never buying Sixers stock.
I mean, are you buying the Celtics?
Yes, I'm buying heavy on
really?
Celtics. Yes. Okay. Tristan Thompson to me was a missing piece. All they needed was a big, in my opinion.
That's right. They did get Tristan. That's right. So they don't have to start. They don't have to start Daniel Tyus anymore.
Celtics actually my pick to come out these.
Okay. They should have came out last year. It's just Miami was unstoppable.
And they were
destined last year. And it was in a boo-fast bubble.
Like a lot of shit in the bubble happened that would have not happened if there was hoes outside, hoes at the games.
Would the Clippers have had knocked that one out in five?
If there was hoes there, the Clippers would have went to the West Conference Finals. The Heat would have not made the NBA Finals.
Oh, 100%, because it would have been all the hoes at the Western Conference Finals for Lakers Clippers. They wouldn't have been motivated enough to win the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, but they'd have made the Conference Finals.
Oh, 100%, and Doc probably would still have his job.
Yes. A lot of things would happen differently if there were hoes at the games.
Historical point. That's really a historical point, is that like so much things could have went gone differently in life.
Yeah.
If hoes had been there.
100%.
Good hoes. The Sunday night game, Cleveland Browns in MetLife Stadium take on the Giants.
I think they're going to blow the Giants out.
It's going to be interesting. I think they do too. But only because I hope that my 6-10, they might not even win the fucking division. Because Washington,
we all knew
decent,
the Giants had the closing schedule from hell.
Right. So them losing these games ain't a shock to me.
Right.
And then Monday Night Football, the Steelers are in Cincinnati to take on the Joe Burrow-less Bengals.
Let's just say I'll be watching Seinfeld or Entourage. I actually got to start Industry, so I might be watching Industry or something.
Damn, I got to get back in on Industry. I like watched like the first couple episodes and fell off.
I'm not watching that fucking game. If Joe Burrow was playing, yeah, but I'm not. Ain't no in hell I'm watching that game.
Speaking of TV shows, I got two that you might want to watch. Queen's Gambit, I'll recommend. Shorty is just like a fucking drug addicted, alcoholic chess nerd, and it's. If you like chess, I definitely recommend it. Also, have you heard of Bodyguard on Netflix?
No, I have not. What is that about?
It's got your boy, the King of the North, Rob Stark.
My man, Kit Harington, Jon Snow.
No, Rob Stark.
Oh, my boy. Oh, I seen the Bodyguard, I think. It's old, right? It came out like a year or two ago.
Yeah, it came out a year or two ago. It's a BBC show.
Yeah, I love that fucking show. Yeah, I love that show. I seen that.
I watched that, maybe, I think I finished it not last weekend, but the weekend before. And that show, he won an Oscar for that. He won an
Emmy.
Emmy. I thought it was Golden Globe. He won an Emmy for best actor for that show. That shit's compelling. It's thrilling.
He's excellent in it. It's like a taking over a fucking train. Like, it's a hella action.
Right, yeah. He tries to stop some of the shorty from blasting a bomb on a train, and she plays a role towards the end of it. That's a good ass show. I've peeped a lot of good ass shows lately to wind this shit down. I know you're not a DC head, but the Harley Quinn show on HBO Max, if you get that some time, that's a funny ass adult kind of cartoon. Funny as hell. What else did I peep a couple weeks ago? I finally got caught up on Mando. Mando might be one of the best shows out right now. Dave Filoni's fucking killing it. And I'm very worried if Yoda might fucking turn.
That's Grogu. What you're worried about?
I'm not, okay. Not, I
they better not
say,
leave me for
I won't
a
necessarily
year.
Say worried, but I would say like I'm intrigued they if his dark not, powers come like a little bit deeper.
They better not leave us hanging for a year, because season 3 is not coming until around Christmas next year. Is what they said at Investor Day.
Ooh, thank God we're getting season 4 Snowfall
for
though.
Fucking year with. Them leaving us on a Baby Yoda. I'm not calling that nigga Grogu. That nigga's name's Baby Yoda.
You think Baby Yoda is a... You think Grogu is a sweeter name than Baby Yoda?
No, I don't. Grogu just... it's just baby. He look like Yoda. That nigga's Baby Yoda, bro.
He looks like Yoda because he's one of Yoda's species.
I mean, obviously. Still.
Thank God we get into season 4 of Snowfall. Though.
Did you see that meme?
Snowfall. What?
Of Baby Yoda in the hospital, and like he's on the phone. And you see Anakin. Oh, he says, "I live, bitch."
That's a funny one. That's a funny. I did the meme of Baby Yoda falling asleep when he get done using his powers. That's me trying to stay up when I'm back home trying to stay up on a West Coast NBA game. It's 11:30. She's like, gotta hold on for a little
more than 4 quarter starting. I don't know how I used to watch Laker games when I lived at home, because nigga, them shits don't go off to like 1 a.m.
Later than a motherfucker. Also, it sucks that I just let my Stars subscription end. Should I start the Book of Ghosts?
Yes.
Like, is it worth starting?
Not granted. Power is my favorite shitty franchise. I love the Power, the St. Patrick cinematic universe. I love, even though it's shitty.
The Ghost cinematic universe. Ghost,
but Power Book Ghost is actually fucking good, in my opinion. It's actually fucking good. You're seeing Tariq. Oh, I tell you, I said this on Cinema with the guys. The Tariq St. Patrick Jr., not Junior Soprano, but AJ Soprano theory. Tariq is what Tony wanted AJ to be.
Yeah, I believe that.
AJ is what Ghost wanted Tariq to be.
That's be docile, not part of the game. Streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Tony would have been proud of Tariq if he wasn't a Mulian.
he wasn't dating that Octoroon, right, Paige exactly. Heard.
So you dating the fucking Shine? Tony had the most funny racial insults ever.
Oh my god, you got Cinema with the Guys on the Barbershed Network. All of season one is up right now.
Season two will be debuting January 1st. We're gonna finish these last two episodes up this week for season two. Yeah, we got the MCU phase 4 preview right now. And as soon as this podcast ends, I'm finna cut these lights off and I'm finna watch Tenet and look forward to the Cinema with the Guys Tenet review.
Do you have a link to Tenet?
No, sir? I bought it.
God damn it.
Because I wanted to see it in 4K on my TV.
Oh, well, eventually I can when I finally get a PS5, but it is what it is.
I got it on my Amazon 4K Fire Stick. I didn't want to buy it, man. But that was the only way I had to. So my neighbors going to complain about my volume tonight because I'm cutting that bitch up like I'm at IMAX.
Yeah, no, I just bought John Wick 3 for Black Friday because I love watching 6 hours of Keanu Reeves just killing people in various different ways, even though the plot stays the exact same.
I'm sorry, I hate the John Wick movie.
I love John Wick.
And that's because I'm a plot nigga, man. I need some plot, bro. I'm not a nigga. I fell asleep when the movies wanted to go see John Wick 3.
How do you fall asleep during that knife fight?
Because I need storyline to keep me. That's why I hate Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, but okay, Bad Boys 2 is terrible for a multitude of reasons, none of which is the acting.
No, that Bad Boys 2 is terrible because the storyline sucks.
Right. And like, yeah, I get you. John Wick has like literally no plot at all.
John Wick is on a killing spree because they shot his dog. Like, think about it.
He loves his dog, man. Like, you don't love a dog.
I don't need three movies of killing because his dog got killed.
First his dog got killed, and then he got back into the game accidentally because his dog got killed. So he had to fight for survival. And then they put out a hit on him, but actually they took it away. They didn't because he went and go cleared it. He lost a finger. It's some very compelling shit. Even though it all doesn't
matter. Highlight of John Wick 3 is Halle Berry. I feel about John Wick the same way I feel about the Fast and the Furious franchise. I don't need it.
You don't need Hobbs and Shaw. Hey, Hobbs and Shaw is actually good.
I don't know if Hobbs and Shaw was good because I was 30,000 feet in the air, faded, watching that shit. On American
It's like me with Aquaman. Like, yeah, Aquaman was decent.
Nigga, last year when I went home for Christmas, I think it was. It was either Christmas or when I went home for All-Star Weekend. One or two. I had three of them little whiskey pocket rockets.
Yeah,
boy, well, I felt like I was on the skyscraper with the Rock.
Straight shooter, or did you mix it?
Oh, nigga, I haven't mixed my alcohol since I can't even tell you. It's been a long time since straight, but I felt like I was floating on that bitch, nigga. I felt like I was rolling down that skyscraper with the Rock. I was like, nigga, this movie's incredible.
It is a really decent movie. I'm not gonna lie. Not going to lie. Oh, man. New Ruthless Aggression will be out pretty soon. The Armageddon recap was this past weekend, so go check that out. Yeah, man. Ball Don't Lie, I guess, will be back soon, too.
Basketball Ball Don't Lie will be back after the first 2 weeks of the NBA season. We're going to recap the first 2 weeks. If you can still check out
like,
season
preview. So, like, beginning of January. Look
beginning
out
of January, January, yes. Beginning of January. We will be doing the Summer Sessions Year in Review pod, which will actually be episode 50 of the podcast, which will be in 2 weeks. We're stacking up guests right now. We're going to
we got to get together a Milk Madness bracket for
we have not done March. A Milk Madness bracket. We missed this
year. Yeah, I wanted to do it this year, but literally the week that like we got the Rona hit. The concept, the Rona hit.
The Rona
hit. Threw everything in flux. So
you gotta come on Summer Sessions and do that.
Yeah, no, that's a definite. We gotta get that one in. Yeah, man, we gonna be back next week to talk football again, week 16. It's gonna be a weird week. We got a Christmas Day game and shit too. So
it's a Christmas Day game?
Yeah. There Saints is? Vikings.
Straight up on a Friday?
Saints and the Vikings.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, so we got NBA and NFL?
NBA and the NFL.
Oh, nigga, I'm finna be over here blasting.
Since there's no Christmas Eve game, since no Thursday game on Christmas Eve, it's on Thanksgiving, Christmas Day. So. I wonder
you
what
are
is
correct.
That?
You
what
are
is
correct.
That? I gotta make sure that's not coming on during a good NBA Christmas game because I hate when I gotta like listen. The NBA is reserved for basketball for me. Hey, I'm not watching football on fucking Christmas Day.
That's why.
Nets Celtics, I think, is on there.
That's why I'm 2TV shorty.
I also got to work that day. So, like, who cares? But, yeah.
Hey, man, you're blessed to work in these conditions.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm blessed to be earning 2.5 in an era where a lot of people ain't earning shit.
I'm going to have Nets. And who did Nets play?
Nets Celtics. Yeah, no, I ain't watching that shit. Football!
Nets Celtics on a big screen, Saints Vikings on my 42-inch, and I'm going to be mad intoxicated. I did not know ain't we got football else. On Christmas. That's going to be fun.
Ain't shit else we could do, man. Ain't like we can go out and celebrate and, you know, go caroling or shit.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we'll talk about week 16 and all the craziness that happened in week 15 next week. You can follow me on Twitter at Cameron Santo. Scott is at Barbchair Scott. At BarbershareNet on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/BarbershareDigital. Subscribe to the Patreon. $10 gets you everything. $5 is just the all acts, the summer session tier. But I mean, that's shit. Just pay $10 and get everything. Stop being the cheap asshole.
Stop
pay the $10.
Just get the shits.
You fund us and we appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We really do, assholes. We'll be back next week. More football to talk about. Until then, we'll see you guys later.
Mm-hmm.